0. That is how many trans refugees Seattle's own LGBTQ commission admits, in writing, it has ever actually counted arriving in the city. $300,000 is what the Seattle City Council voted to spend serving them anyway. In a city whose own finance office says it's short $175 million for next year alone. You're listening to Civic Intelligence. Today, how an uncounted crisis got a line in the budget, how access to gender-affirming healthcare turned into a viral surgery headline, and why every single vote on this belongs to one party. On August 4, 2026, a committee of the Seattle City Council called the Finance, Native Communities and Tribal Governments Committee did something cities do dozens of times a year without anyone noticing. It advanced a budget amendment. This one moved $300,000 into the Human Services Department to run, in the city's own words, a funding process for LGBTQ community organizations. The full 9-member council was scheduled to take final action the same afternoon this story published, as part of Seattle's broader 2026 mid-year supplemental budget. The sponsor was Councilmember Alexis Mercedes Rink, the council's at-large member, and the money came from the Jumpstart Fund, the payroll expense tax Seattle created in 2020 to underwrite affordable housing and the Green New Deal, and from which the city already pulls roughly $200 million a year just to patch holes in its general fund. 4 colleagues joined her at committee: Dan Strauss, Maritza Rivera, Council President Joy Hollingsworth, Robert Kettle, and Rob Saka, and advanced it without a single no vote. There was no one there to cast one. Every seat on Seattle's council and the mayor's office behind it belongs to a Democrat, according to Ballotpedia. Seattle city government does not currently employ a Republican. That structural fact matters for what happened next. Twitchy's headline on August 10th called the amendment approved, a full day before the council's actual floor vote. Not the most careful arithmetic, but with a unanimous Democratic council and a mayor who'd already stood up a team to serve this exact population, calling the outcome early wasn't exactly a reach. Rewind to May of 2026. Seattle's LGBTQ Commission, the city's own advisory body, short for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, sent Mayor Katie Wilson a letter asking her to declare a civil state of emergency over what it called a trans relocation crisis, an unquantified wave of transgender and non-binary people the commission said were fleeing Republican-led states for Seattle. Commission Chair Chris Curia told reporters some community organizations were rapidly losing resources that could run out by the end of the summer. One woman who'd left Texas, Jessa Davis, was blunter about why. "I lost friends, I lost colleagues, and I lived with a daily threat of violence." Here's the part that didn't make most of the headlines. The commission's own letter admitted, in its own words, that specific numbers on trans migration to Seattle haven't been studied. The only figure attached to the entire request came from a volunteer at the nonprofit Traction, who said the group had at least 500 people in communication to move to the Seattle area. 500 people talking about it, not 500 people who'd shown up. Traction separately claims it has helped more than 1,000 transgender people relocate to the Seattle area since 2024. Even the Washington Post's own July reporting on the trend, sourced to the same handful of nonprofits, never landed on a hard count either. Mayor Wilson didn't wait for one. She wrote back affirming her full support and stood up a trans and queer team to fast-track a needs assessment by August, the same effort that fed directly into Rink's amendment 3 months later. It is, credit where due, an efficient bureaucracy. From "we haven't studied this" to "here's $300,000 in under 100 days. So what does the money actually buy? On paper, plenty of unremarkable things: emergency financial assistance, transportation, housing navigation, legal support, safety planning. And one line that did not stay unremarkable: access to gender-affirming health care. Nothing in the ordinance itself earmarks a dollar for an operating room. This is a general grant process, not a surgery line item, and that distinction is worth holding on to. But libs of TikTok ran the numbers, Twitchy amplified them, and the math is simple enough that City Hall hasn't tried to rebut it. A phalloplasty runs roughly $100,000 to $150,000, meaning the entire grant, spread across every service on that list, could still fund two or three of them if a grantee organization chose to spend it that way. Nobody on the council has published a breakdown proving it won't. Here's who signed off. Mayor Katie Wilson is a Democratic socialist and former transit organizer who unseated then-incumbent Bruce Harrell in November of 2025 and built her first year around what she calls a Trump-proof Seattle. President Trump has noticed her right back, calling her a very, very liberal-slash-communist mayor at a press event weeks before this vote. Wilson's response? It was, "Nice to feel seen. Make of that what you will." Councilmember Alexis Mercedes Rink sponsored the amendment. Her colleagues on the council are, per Ballotpedia, uniformly Democratic: Council President Joy Hollingsworth, Dan Strauss, Maritza Rivera, Robert Kettle, Rob Saka, Eddie Lynn, Deborah Juarez, and Dion Foster, who unseated the council's former Republican-aligned president, Sarah Nelson, last November. 9 votes, one party, no opposition caucus to even stage a no. And the money's origin story has its own irony. Weigh Wilson's 2 public statements from the same stretch of this year. On the budget, in May, "I don't see any scenario where we're able to come up with $175 million of new revenue this year." On the Trans Refugee Initiative, around the same time, "Full support. No dollar figure attached. No ceiling named." The city that can't find $175 million found $300,000 without much visible struggle. Set against Seattle's own 2026 homelessness budget of $225 million, the new grant is worth roughly 1/8 of 1% of that single line. Small money, in other words, sitting inside a very large hole, approved by a government with no one in the room positioned to ask it not to. Seattle's City Council advanced $300,000 taxpayer dollars for a new LGBTQ community grant program, created to serve trans and queer refugees. The city's own commission admits it has never counted, with final passage expected from a council and mayor's office that hold every seat as Democrats. The ordinance itself funds a general grant process, not a surgery earmark, but its services list includes access to gender-affirming health care, and conservative critics published math says the fund could cover 2 or 3 phalloplasty procedures if spent that way. It lands as Seattle's finance office projects a $175 million shortfall for next year alone, and Mayor Katie Wilson still hasn't said how large the underlying program will grow or how the city plans to pay for what comes after this first installment. Every figure, every quote, and every source in this episode is footnoted on the page, including exactly where the ordinance's own text ends and the surgery math begins. Check every source for yourself at civicintelligence.news. And if you want accountability reporting like this the moment we publish it, subscribe to Civic Intelligence wherever you're listening.